in this museum unless it forces you to rub your eyes, scratch your head, or at least go, hello, and sniff suspiciously.
Hmm. Unfortunately, so far, the place is practically empty. The only part of the museum that's actually delivering on its promise is in here. The Chamber of Spectacular Echoes.
Yes, that's why each week we invite three members of the museum's august steering committee to drop in and suggest new exhibits to liven the place up a bit. This week, we're delighted to welcome geologist and paleontologist Dr. Richard Forty, mountaineer and movie star Brian Blessed, and failed goat herd Sean Locke. Well, now, before we unwrap their exciting parcels, let's hack our way through their densely luxuriant CVs. Sean Locke started his working life on building sites, where he was for 7 years a precast structural erector. He has since taken TV by storm with his comedy talk show, TV Heaven, Telly Hell, his brilliant sitcom, 15 Stories High, and his seminal remark, a bit of advice, never read a pop-up book about giraffes. Sean, what exactly is a precast structural erector?
I just said it because it sounded like I had some kind of skill. Basically, I was a labourer. If you said, oh, no, I'm a precast structural erector, you could stay on the dole longer. Until they found a suitable position.
Was there a lot
That's
of...
why I was a goat herd for a while.
Where was your goat herding taking place? Were you a lonely goat herd, perhaps?
I was in France. It was a region of France, right in the centre of France, a place called Cruz. And there was this French hippie who ran a farm there. And I stayed there for about 3 months. And he didn't pay you anything, but he used to grow lots and lots of cannabis. And he had a barrel of wine. And you just take the goats, you'd milk the goats in the morning, take them out to the forest all day. Off your tits. The most amusing thing about it was, especially relaxing and peaceful, it was actually really stressful. It's more stressful than being a city trader. Because what happens, I'd fall asleep, wake up, there'd be no goats. So I'd be tearing around this forest, trying to finally get one goat, two goats, three goats. I'd be absolutely stressed, the eyeballs, by the time I got back with 26 goats. It was, in the end, my heart couldn't take it. I thought I'd go for a quieter life. But I've got it on my CV. I genuinely was a goat herder. I can do a French goat herd's call. But no, I won't if you don't want me to.
Do you want him to do it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I thought so.
Well, I haven't done it for a long time. I just want to warn you, a lot of goats might come in. And they'll be French. Okay. That's it. Biquet. That's French for goat, biquet. That's what they taught me.
What was that bit at the beginning? French for fly, my beauties, fly!
Yeah, right. Deeper into the forest. I went a bit mad. I used to walk around the forest telling jokes to myself.
What drew you from goats to comedy? Was that you went slightly mad? Was that what happened?
I don't know. I wanted some more than my fair share of attention.
Brian, a lot of actors are funny in private. Do you ever fancy being a stand-up comic?
No. I do one-man shows now and again, but it'd just be interesting doing your call. I'd finished a film called Tarzan a while ago, and I was leaving the studio, and the Tarzan was in there, and he couldn't do the yodel. And so I said, well, actually, we did it as kids. I think I can do it for you, if you like. And I don't know if I can do it now.
I've never been that close to the Tarzan call. It's fantastic, terrifying. My theory on Tarzan was that he only could do that, make that ridiculous noise, because he knew there was no other people about. But if someone had come around the corner, he'd have gone...
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Locke. The world-renowned paleontologist Richard Forty is a fellow of the Royal Society, the current president of the Geological Society, and author of 6 hugely popular books. His latest, Dry Storeroom Number 1, is a behind-the-scenes look at the Natural History Museum, where for over 30 years he was their trilobite man.
Well, we tend to be identified with what we do.
Right.
So you can be butterfly woman or trilobite man.
It sounds like a league of superheroes.
Is it a nautilus? Is it a woodlouse? No!
It's trilobite man.
Yeah.